This is Tom Rowe with the local news for Sunday, September 20th, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more. Now to the headlines from Cheryl Kay and Philip Grant.
Timothy Knight in the Watershed Post reports that homeowners in Schoharie County may get hit with a possible property tax increase of 8 to 9% next year, according to Budget Officer Bill Cherry. Expenses from the new county administrator position, the ever-increasing costs of the Stream Bank project, and other state mandates, Cherry says, put the county $1.5 to $1.8 million over 2015 spending levels. An audit released in August said the Schoharie County Board of Supervisors mismanaged Stream Bank mitigation project, and a federal agency has halted payments for the project. The property tax increase would be one of the largest proposed levies in Schoharie County since a 1992 budget that would have resulted in a 59% tax hike. Read the full story in the Watershed Post.
Kate Seckinger is reporting in the Daily Mail that the historic Cairo zoning law enacted by the town board last month has been nullified due to a legal technical error. Attorneys John Lyons and Tal Rapelier apologized on Wednesday, September the 16th, for the glitch they created. Lyons said their failure to provide timely notice of the board's public hearing to the bordering towns will now require another hearing be held before a second vote is taken. Lyons said after the law was passed, they realized the letters had not been sent. He said, and I quote, "It was a mistake between the two of us, between summer vacations and other things going on. Each of us thought the other person was taking care of it," end quote. Rapelier said the notice has now been published and distributed to Cairo's 8 bordering towns and the Catskill Park, and the zoning law public hearing do-over will be held 7 p.m. on Monday, October the 5th. The law was originally set to go into effect December the 1st. Lyons said at this point he is unsure if that effective date will have to be delayed or not. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail.
National Weather Service predicts on Sunday a partly sunny day, gradually becoming more sunny with a high near 66 and a low around 43. Monday should also be sunny with a high near 67 and a low around 48. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 68. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, WGXC Acre, Catskill, and Hudson.